High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present tonight's 2016 40th Annual Hero Bowl.
Last time, firing down the seam. Big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42, across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Back to pass, has plenty of time, firing deep down the near sideline, looking, Aaron Benson in coverage, and it is caught, a tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes, five-step drop, firing deep down the seam, Pinto is open, he's got it, touchdown, the tight end, Ridley connection, Al Humes the running Pinto down the seam.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, the credit union of choice, with branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield, steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Tonight's game features a contest among 100 public and private high school all-star football players from Delaware County. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers and the Marple Newtown Tigers, Brian Carroll, Steve Reynolds, and Mike Mayer.
High school football in May. Well, here on HavenFootball.net, we've done that once a year since 2008. And since 1977, it's been going on here for one night only in the Delaware County Hero Bowl. The Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County was founded in 1977 to provide educational scholarships for the children of qualified police officers, firefighters, and EMS workers who died in the line of duty. This is in recognition of courageous community service and to provide a program of assistance for a family that has suffered a serious loss. The Hero Bowl has raised over $785,000 in funds to support the Hero Scholarship since 1977, and we are thrilled to be bringing you, for a lot of kids, what might be their last time on a high school football, well, certainly on a high school football field, and maybe on a football field at all, in the, well, for over 30 years now, the Hero Bowl here in Delaware County, 42nd annual, and 11th time now that we've been doing this on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. We'll be pausing momentarily for the national anthem, and then we'll bring in Mike Mayer and Steve Reynolds, but we're going to rise for the national anthem and join us with Lindsay Felker, our anthemist from Avengrove High School.
The singing of our national anthem by Avengrove High School student, Lindsay Felker.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and the bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, o'er so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Lindsay Felker of Avengrove High School performing the Star Spangled Banner tonight, and glad to be bringing to you live here at Cardinal O'Hara High School. And joining me tonight with the color commentary is Hero Bowl alumni, actually, going way back. Not too far back. But Steve Reynolds, you'll hear him much more often in the fall, weekly now on MarpleNewtownFootball.com. Glad you're here tonight, Steve.
Hey, great to be here, Brian and Mike. We had to, you know, I always like to combine Marple Newtown and Haven broadcast. And, you know, I love doing this once a year for the Hero Bowl. Such a great cause and such a great game, as you said. I was able to play in this, fortunate enough to play in this back in 2009. And to all the kids out there playing tonight from Delaware, you know, in Delaware County, from all the leagues, have fun with it and enjoy. It's your last time to suit up as a high school player. Some are going on to college, but some of them, this is their last time playing football. So it's going to be a great night.
So the blue team tonight is largely the Del Valle League, plus some players from Sun Valley, just down the road there, and although they participate in the Chessmont American Division now, but also the Haverford School, Monsignor Bonner, and Cardinal O'Hara versus the red team, which is really the Central League plus Delco Christian tonight. And again, Central League minus Conestoga. They're in Chester County. They're playing tonight, actually, in the Valor Bowl. But Mike Mayer, we've been doing this now since 2008, and always, you know, a nice highlight. If nothing else, a little taste, one more taste of football to have something to do between, say, December and August. But for the kids on the field for the last time in their careers and just weeks away from graduation, it usually is an exciting game and a special night.
Yeah, well, you know, I always look at it as a high school fix. That's what I refer to it as, high school football fix for those of us who are waiting patiently for the season to start. And those of us that are getting older, that somehow the season goes by faster and faster and faster. This year the season starts another week early as the PIA is trying to organize their playoffs so they don't come into snow and weather conditions in the last week. So it's getting earlier and earlier. It must be absolutely frustrating parents who are trying to take vacations in August and realize their kids have to report to camp like on August 6th or something to get started for the football season. But anyway, this is a good interim for us. It's kind of like football weather that we experienced in the first week or two of the season, hot and humid. It's been raining off and on this afternoon or late this afternoon. They're calling for possible heavy rains during the game. We'll see what happens. You never know. And just hope that we get this stuff in. We are in our artificial turf, so it should withstand the rain pretty well. The only thing that can really stop us, I would think, would be lightning.
Let's hope that's the only lightning is on the field. We have big plays tonight. The game designed specifically for offense and for kids that really have only practiced a few hours a week for the last 4 to 5 weeks, really. So defensively tonight, man-to-man only, no blitzing. It's hard to put an offense together when you're looking at just a handful of kids from several different schools, but the coaches with huge coaching staffs on each side, we'll get to all of them shortly, but Ato Troop of the blue team and Rich Gentile of Upper Darby for the red team and their respective staffs have certainly done a good job getting things together. So it's a little humid. Sometimes we've seen in the past tempers flare. We've seen multiple overtime games. We've seen blowouts and everything in between. But, again, we're just looking forward to some good football. Officiating tonight, Ted Beebe of the Delco Emergency Communication Systems, Ridley Police Chief Rob Frazier, and joined also by Ridley Officers Gerard Scanlon and Dennis Valero, Detective Sergeant James Simpkins of Tinicum Township, Dave Splain, the Nether Providence Police Chief, and John Scanlon of the Sharon Hill Police Department. As always, again, part of the Delco emergency response teams on the field in the stripes tonight and trying to keep order and have some fun with it.
And this may be the safest place in Delaware County at the moment. We have right. more police officers per capita than maybe anywhere in the state of Pennsylvania.
That's right. We will also do our best to get the names right, and not so much pronunciations. Jim Alsman from Marple Newtown, who's on the PA tonight, has done a good job setting us up there. But, you know, a lot of these kids that we saw all season wearing different numbers tonight, they're wearing their own helmets, but, of course, they've decorated them from stickers from all of their buddies from other schools. So you're looking, for instance, at a Strathaven helmet with several decals on it, or a Penwood white helmet with a maroon stripe down the middle, several decals all over it. It's hard to figure it out, but we will do our best, and getting ready to kick it away for the red team is number 17, John Klee. I'm sorry, number 16, rather, Luke Shivardelli from Marple Newtown. Standing deep to return is Raheem Bowens of Penwood and Jamal Martin for the blue team. Shiverdaly approaches from the 35-yard line, high end over end kick. It's going to come down on one hop to it's going to be Gibson, actually, who picks it up, spins his way across the 25, still on his feet at the 30, cuts to his right, 40-yard line, hit from behind, but down he goes out at the 48-yard line. A little confusion there, but Jermall Martin of Academy Park gives the blue team terrific field position to start things. They'll move it right to left here as we get started in the first quarter. Clock rolling, 11:38, 11:37 and counting to play in what will be a fast-moving first quarter.
Yeah, we expect to see some, you know, possibly a little sloppy play in the beginning.
Lanier McBride will line up at quarterback. He's joined in the backfield by number 24, Nate Holmes of Academy Park. We'll try to get to the line as best we can, but again, mass substitutions, not really a starting lineup given because both coaches will rotate players liberally for the next couple of hours here. So lining up right now at left tackle is big Noah Nickel of Innerborough. Pistol formation to start here. Lanier McBride of Chester awaits the snap. On his left hip is Kadir Gibson of Glen Mills. Ball juggled, but back to pass and looking, now scrambling to his right. Eyes downfield, and he'll turn it upfield as McBride. Has a room across midfield, 45-40, down the far sideline, and finally steps out of bounds at the red 36-yard line. Give him, what, 16 yards on first down? Good start there for the blue.
It's like Matt Young from Haverford runs him out of bounds, but as Mike alluded to, it's going to be a sloppy first quarter. I mean, these guys, you know, haven't played football in a while. I know first couple of their practices talking to some of the coaches and players were canceled, so they had to fit in a two-a-day on a Sunday, which is unheard of for Hero right. Bowl. So expect a lot of missed tackles, bobbled snaps early on.
Man coverage throughout. Four wide receivers, trips to the left. Kadir Gibson alongside of the quarterback who's in shotgun, and now flags first. Both teams pointing fingers here. My guess is false start, but referees disagree. You've got encroachment on the defense. We'll turn this to first and five at the 31-yard line, and the blue will snap it from the right hash, first and five. Kyron Jackson in at wide receiver from Monsignor Bonner. Raheem Bowens of Penwood, first-team All-Delco defensive back. He's lining up on offense tonight. He split to the left, three receivers bunched to the right. McBride in the gun. Kadir Gibson, 240-pound running back, right next to him. Again, flags, and again, finger pointing on the line pre-snap. So we'll see here. In there on defense momentarily for the red team is 56, Joe Spillman, defensive end for Ridley, and they're going to back him up. 5 yards, false start. Also on the line at the moment is number 51, Derek Corboy of Upper Darby. Next to him is 54, Justin Shields of Springfield, and in at defensive end is number 90, Matt Young, who Steve mentioned a moment ago. Defensive backfield includes O.C. Miller, number 5, Khalil Brown of Upper Darby. Miller's matched up on the far sideline at the moment. First and 10 from the 36, they try it again. McBride back, looking, scrambles to his right, flag on the play. He's going to be sacked by Matt Young back at the 41-yard line. Loss of 5 momentarily, but we'll check the flag.
Great jump off the ball there by Matt Young. Bends the corner, comes in.
He picked up the flag. I think he just dropped accidentally.
Okay. All right. We'll call it second down and 14 as McBride is dropped for a loss of 4. Nose of the football at the 40-yard line. Halfway between the hash marks, McBride comes over to bring in the play.
Steve, this is kind of what we expected. Penalties, fumbling the snap, kind of not finding anybody downfield, sacking. I mean, it's fun. They'll get their sea legs, though, in another 10 minutes, and it'll start getting serious.
Kyle Addis and John Klee at inside linebacker for the red. I formation for the first time. Give is to the tailback. Kadir Gibson off the left side. Turns upfield across the 35. Down near the 31. Kadir, he'd like the ball again, saying, feed me. Give him Nate. Give him about 8 there, and it's going to bring up third down and 4.
So you'll see a little bit of mix of a spread and power eye right there. You had the fullback, Joey Forte from Innerborough, coming in. Beautiful lead block for his running back there. That's his M.O. right there. You know that Innerborough loves that power eye offense, and Forte was able to get in there and get his head on a body.
Ron Goodwin in there on the offensive line as well for Penwood. He's lined up at left guard at the moment. We'll check the center momentarily. But here, third down and 4. Slot to either side. McBride On first down, or I'm third and four, flags pre-snap again, and it looks like another false start, this time on the wide side of the field. It's going to turn this into third down and nine. Probably four down territory from here anyway if you're the blue offense.
Yep. And, unless they got a good punter, it's probably four down territory all through the field for the most part.
6:52 and counting to play here in the first.
Usually when you see a receiver get a little head start, you know the ball's gone to him. He got the call out of the huddle, and he was antsy. But they're going to move him back 5 yards and third down and 10, Brian.
Kyron Jackson, split to the left. Raheem Bowen, slot left. Receivers two to the right as well. McBride on third and 10. Back, looking. Fires a short completion to Bowens, who shakes one tackle. Bounces outside. He's going to be, I believe, a couple yards shy of a first down. O.C. Miller forces him out of bounds. First grab on the night for Bowens.
The Bowens first team All-Delco selection. Little curl route. Gets back those penalty yards and more. Bring up a fourth down and short.
Jihad McDonald of Upper Darby in the defensive backfield. Joined now by Caleb Mahalik at free safety from Pencrest. And clock ticks. 5:56 and counting to play here in the first. Fourth and about a almost two. I formation. Cuddy or Gibson. Dots the I. Forte in front of him. Split to either side. Tight end to the right. They give it to Gibson. He spins off one man. They've got him wrapped up, but then second effort, maybe. I don't know. Let's see.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Looks like he's a little short.
Yeah, I don't think he made any gain.
Bryant Leshak of Haverford makes the stop. Addis in to help, and fourth and short comes up short. And the Red Offens will come out there for their first try at it. First and 10 at their own 28.
Great defensive stand there by the Red team. Compiled of Central League players and, as you said, Brian, Delco Christian. But great jump off the ball there. They knew what was coming. Power eye formation. Tried to go back to it. Worked earlier for him, but nothing doing this time. Great job up front by the Red team.
Chris Mills in at quarterback to start things from Pencrest. Danny Guy, running back from Garnet Valley, on his left hip. Four wide receivers. Slot left, Tom Foster. Carrington hooks, split to the left. The give is to Josh Gooch. Now keeping it is Mills. They fake the jet, and Mills across the 35-yard line out to the 36. Give him eight on his first carry. Brings up second down and short.
Great job by Mills there. Jet motion. He reads the DN there. A DN runs upfield. He pulls it. Picks up 8 yards there on first down.
And Josh Gooch on the field really gives you two quarterbacks on the field, so they can do some things with 11 and 14 on the field at the same time. Dash Dulgarian lines up slot to the right. Slot left, Tom Foster. Split to either side as well, and Mills on second down and two takes a shotgun snap, looking to his left, firing. Down to the outside and incomplete, and there's going to be a flag. Tom Foster was singled up out there at the left hash and was held out near the 45-yard line. If I had to guess, we're getting illegal contact or holding, but there's actually two flags in the secondary here.
Yeah, definitely we'll saw see. Holding on right. Foster. We'll see what the other flags.
All right. Either way, looks like an automatic first down here for the Red team, matter of how far are they marching it forward.
And remember, not only do we have players who are trying to get together as a team, these refs haven't reffed a football game in 4 months either. Right. So
that's right. So defensive holding is the call. First down for the Red. Clock continues to run. 3:58 and counting to play in a scoreless first quarter. Blue team with one possession stalled at the 28-yard line on fourth and short. The Red approaching midfield now. First and 10 from their own 46. They'll snap it from the left hash. Danny Guy, single setback. Mills will be under center for the first time here. Tackle to the right is Corboy, and this is Danny Guy. First down carry is going to spin his way across the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line. Gain of six for the Delaware County Times Player of the Year. Garnet Valley's one of 2,000-yard rushers for the Jaguars this year on their way to the District 1 final. Fell just short against Coatesville in a wild finish. But they'll mark it just at the 49-yard line, so gain of five, second down and five upcoming. Dulgarian split right, Foster slot right. Receivers two to the left side as well. Mills is back to pass on second and five. Looking. Has time. Down the seam he goes, and he's incomplete.
Yep.
And there's flags again. Foster again singled up, and everybody in the parade. You got a load of laundry out there at the 30-yard line. And
you can't play him back for trying to do something because Foster was just running right by him.
Yeah, I mean, you guys saw Foster earlier. He's a playmaker, yeah. And it's tough. I mean, these kids haven't played football in, as you said, 4 months, and they're forced to play man. Yeah. They can't play zone in this right. All-Star right. game, so it's tough for them to keep up with these athletes.
Pass interference is the call, and, again, good protection up front for the red team. Lee Holbert in there at the moment. Who else is in there from on the Springfield side of the line? Lee Holbert, first team, All-Delco from Strathaven. Number 66 from Garnet Valley is Tom Mahoney, first team All-Center. First team All-Delco center. He was also a state qualifier in the wrestling tournament this year. 71, Ryan Shomo of Garnet Valley in there at right guard. 61 is Dan Penistry of Springfield. He's at the right tackle. Left tackle is Big Mike Williams at 6'5", 315 from Upper Darby. First and 10 from the 39. Mills is back again. Looking, has time. Down the seam he goes. Incomplete. Just overshoots Foster. Well, they've tried three times to get number four free. Twice he's been interfered with or held, and this one just out of his reach brings up second down and 10.
Yeah, he slowed down. Foster slowed down for a second. I think if he kept the Jets going, he might have been there for the ball, but we will never know.
Yeah, three pass attempts for the red team, all three go to Foster, so some chemistry there between Mills and Foster in these couple weeks of practice.
Foster's going out for a breather right now, so we see somebody else.
They'll line up in a shotgun again. Carrington hooks, split to the right. Ridley running back, slot right, is number 33, Kamal Richardson. Two receivers to the left as well. Split to the far side is Carrington. Gooch in motion. They fake it to him. Mills back on second and 10. Good pressure this time, but deep down the near sideline. Hooks is out there. Who's got it inside the 5-yard line? Tumbling out at the 2.
Ooh, nice catch.
What a delivery from Mills.
Beautiful throw. Great protection up front by the red team. A great adjustment there by Hooks. Outside shoulder hauls it in. First and goal for the red team.
Clock ticks 48 seconds and counting. First and goal from the one. Gain of 38. Mills to Carrington Hooks. 35 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. And the red threatening. Josh Gooch split to the right. Dulgarian to the right. Gooch to the left. Danny Guy, the single setback. Fullback offset to the left. They give it to Guy, who lowers the shoulder and is into the end zone for a red touchdown. 19.7 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and the red is on the board after a 72-yard scoring drive.
Danny Guy did what he did all year long. Takes a handoff, barrels his way into the end zone behind three of his offensive linemen. And the red team go up 6-0 pending the extra point.
Jack Corey, the left footer from Springfield. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And Jack Corey is good out of the hold of Chris Finizio. 7-0 red. 19 seconds to play in the opening quarter. We'll be back in just a moment. Glad you join us for the 42nd Annual Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Thinking of renovating your home or consolidating debt? Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union makes getting a home equity loan easy with low rates, terms up to 20 years, financing up to 90%, plus get your FICO score too. Enjoy one fixed rate and one fixed payment. Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, where borrowing is made easy. Get a 10-year home equity loan rate as low as 3.99% APR at Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Apply at fmfcu.org.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal Harrow High School. 19 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0. The red All-Stars on top of the blue. Just a quick recap there. 72-yard scoring drive, the big play. A 38-yard strike from Chris Mills of Pencrest to Carrington Hooks of Haverford that set him up at the one for Danny Guy's short 1-yard touchdown run. And ready to kick it away one more time for the red is the left footer, Jack Corey. Corey, high end over end kick. It's going to come down to Jermall Martin. Martin looks for room off the left side here, and he is strung out by Kyle Addis. Addis of Radnor matching him step for step and drops him at the left hash at about the, where are they, 26-yard line.
Great job by Addis there, coming downfield, making a beautiful tackle there. He did it all year long for Radnor.
Well, end of the first quarter. We just took a commercial break, so why don't we just take a minute here and introduce the 2018 Hero Bowl All-Star cheerleaders. From Innerboro, Bray McCouch, Allie Watts, and Angela McCluskey, Allison Brown and Devin Quinn of Strathaven, Morgan Jones, Autumn White-Bangston, Nariah Whittington, Cheyenne Stewart of Academy Park, Lania Barnes and Danae Johnson of Chester. From Penwood, Felicia Jones, Jordan Harris, Jayla Petty, Morgan Anderson Wood, and Shakia Muhammad. And from Bonner Prendergast, Niaja Blake. So, again, college plans for most of these girls as well, with the last time cheering at a high school game. The coaches include Nikki Young, who's a Media Borough police officer, was a Hero Bowl cheerleader in 1998 for Garnet Valley and former cheerleader at Garnet Valley and Westchester University. Coach Yvette Calvin of Penwood is the high school cheer coach at Penwood and a Spanish teacher, was a Hero Bowl cheerleader herself. Coach Samantha Wolf, the Touch of Glass dance teacher, Hero Bowl cheerleader from Cardinal O'Hara in the past. Coach LaTanya Manson of the Academy Park and former Academy Park cheerleader, seventh year as the Hero Bowl coach. Coach Melissa Owsley, former Sun Valley High School cheerleader. Coach Justine Rooney, former Innerboro cheerleader and 2015 Hero Bowl participant. Coach Heather Burns of Strathaven is her first year at the Hero Bowl, and we're ready to start the second quarter here. McBride is your quarterback under center, and they give it off quickly. Swarmed is number 24, Nate Holmes of Academy Park. He had no chance. Three red jerseys in his lap as he took the handoff. It drops him back at the 21-yard line for a loss of five.
And remember, there's no blitzing in this game, so that was just, I don't know what that was.
It was just domination on the defensive line by the red team, led by Mike Miller.
Mike Miller of Marple Newtown in the middle, flanked by Josh Shiraki. Talk about a change in size. Shiraki at 5'7", 205. Miller standing next to him at 270. Looks a little different there, but again, these guys have... Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
So, after the play. So, all right, so they're going to march this back to the 25-yard line. First and 10, or second and 10? Well, they're going to have to decide what happened here. Unsportsmanlike should be a 15-yard penalty, right? Should be a loss of five and then march it forward 15. And I would think 15 makes this a first down, but they're going to sort this out as well.
Now they're keeping it.
Yep. Okay.
Second and...
So they're going to call it second down and 10. McBride in the gun. Juggles the snap, and he is swarmed. Ball still on the ground, and let's see, still loose. And... Oh, three red jerseys had a chance at it, but great heads-up work there by number 72 in the blue jersey. That is Mike Rinnick of Chichester. Mike Rinnick on the recovery. Heads-up play from the right guard, as a couple of red shirts had a chance to pounce on it inside the 15. Instead, it's going to be third down and forever. They'll mark this back at the 12.
That's what happens when you got a bunch of linemen jump on the ball. Slips out.
Yeah, that's why they made it the way it is.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, they'll try this again. All right. They're going to put this, they'll mark it just shy of the 12-yard line. Third and 24. Under center is McBride of Chester. Hard count is going to get two Garnet Valley ends jumping.
Watch the ball.
You're going to get a free five-yarder here. Good work by McBride with the hard count. He'll make this third down and 19.
Drive defense coach is crazy. How can you be offsides? Watch the ball.
Tayron Johnson of Marple Newtown into the defensive secondary, joined by O.C. Miller on the corner. Third down and 19. Single setback. Three wide receivers. McBride back on a five-step drop. Now he's scrambling to his right. Looking. He's going to throw deep down this near sideline. Coming back to the ball is Shaw. And Shaw dances his way across the 45 to the 41-yard line.
That was a great job.
Great adjustment by Rashad Shaw of Chichester. And McBride on the dead run on the money for a big gain for the Blue.
And McBride threw that up on the run. Very hard to do. Running to his right. And he had a lot of confidence in his receiver who made the adjustment there.
Because had the defender made that adjustment, it would have been six.
McBride 2 for 2 for 50 yards in the early going here. And he has them set up 1st and 10 at the red 40-yard line. Single setback is Nate Holmes. Three receivers again. They give it to Holmes off the right side. Stiff arm across the 40. Bangs his way to the 36 for a gain of 4.
Little off-tackle run there.
Tim Campley in on the stop from Haverford. 2nd down and 6 upcoming. And timeout called with 8:34 to play here in the second quarter. Coach Tom Ryan, assistant coach Tom Ryan, head coach at Radnor, is talking things, giving the officials an earful here. I don't know if that's substitutions or what, but we'll find out in a moment. Be back in 30 seconds on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action here. 8:34 to play here before halftime. Brian Carroll doing play-by-play, joined by Steve Reynolds of MarpleNewtownFootball.com and Mike Mayer, who does everything on HavenFootball.net. 2nd down and 6 upcoming for the Blue team. Into the game for the first time is Khalif Jones of Sun Valley. He is slot to the right. Split to the right is Kareem Burton of Academy Park. Shotgun look, and McBride is back to pass. Looking, steps up to his left. Eyes still downfield, fire into the outside, and incomplete just out of the reach of Khalif Jones, who ran a corner route down near the 10-yard line.
Pocket collapses right there on McBride. He does a great job of stepping up, trying to find his target, but just out of the reach of him, going to bring up 3rd down.
McBride, Lanier McBride, 5'10", 150-pounder, honorable mention All-Delco, is just an all-purpose player. And you can just see the athleticism. You can line him up at quarterback. My guess is he could play running back or slot receiver for most teams in the area as well. But doing well tonight, 2 of 3 throwing it. And now 3rd and what you would expect to be a pretty manageable 6 in probably 4-down territory. Kadir Gibson in at fullback now. In front of the I formation, they give it and juggling it momentarily, and Mike Miller's going to make him pay. Miller, along with 27, Luke Gutowski of Delco Christian, swallow up Nate Holmes for a loss. They juggled the handoff, and it just kind of blew up the timing. Back to the 40-yard line they go for a loss of 4.
Nothing better for a defensive lineman to see somebody start to juggle and have to slow down to get the ball back, and you just feel yourself breathing. I got him.
Yeah, you can't be making too many mistakes in a game like this. You can get away with it during the regular season when you have maybe 5 stud players, but
right.
You're in an all-star game. All 11 on the other side are going to make you pay.
Yep.
4th and 10 from the 40-yard line. Blue trying to keep the drive alive here, and they check out. Substitutions are made. 2 receivers to either side. Shotgun look for McBride on 4th and 10. Looking, tucks it. Looking, still downfield, firing deep down the left sideline. Ball hangs up there momentarily. Jump ball at the far sideline. It is juggled and intercepted by number 2, Jihad McDonald of Upper Darby.
They're not too sure what they call. Oh, they did. They made the call. Yep, interception.
Jihad.
So once again, the red defensive line comes in, puts a lot of pressure on McBride. He's got to throw that up in the air. And going to end up being a turnover.
Blue has turned it over on downs, and now through an interception, McBride just had that one hang up in the air a little longer than he wanted.
It was a jump ball, though. Both receiver and defender had their hands on it,
yep.
And just a matter of who wrestled the ball away from who.
Yeah, nothing McBride could do there. I mean, he did a good job. Stepped up and just let that ball launch, gave his guy an opportunity.
It's as effective as a punt, really, as Red will start at their own 15-yard line here. Raheem Bowens, the intended receiver, got his hands on it, but coming down was Jihad McDonald, honorable mention, All-Delco defensive back. All right, Anthony Paoletti in for the first time at quarterback. He is 3 wide receivers to his left, takes a low snap on 1st down and is back to pass. Looking, steps away from 1 man, deep down the middle. This one hangs up on him, and it is juggled and incomplete. Tom Foster almost had it out at the 45-yard line. Paoletti under heavy pressure that time. Threw it leaning to his left and incomplete. It falls second down and 10.
Yeah, tough throw there. Across his body in the middle of the field.
Probably shouldn't have thrown that one. He's throwing it in traffic. It was well covered.
Looked like three or four go routes, too, man. Everybody, they wanted it all right there. Several receivers out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, they all converged in the same spot.
That's right. All right. The Red will try it again. Second down and 10. Into the game at free safety now. Alamami Toli of Penwood at free safety. Under center is Paoletti. Give is to the tailback, and that's, is that McKenzie?
Looks like McKenzie there.
Yeah. Jaden McKenzie of Springfield. He of the over 1,200 yards and 18 rushing touchdowns for the Cougars, Central League champs this year, along with first-team All-Delco honors at linebacker. Takes it out for a gain of two. Be third down and about eight from the 18-yard line. All right, second down. I'm sorry, third down and call it almost nine. Carrington hooks, split to the left. Dulgarian to the right. Paoletti in the gun, sends Foster in motion. They fake the jet to him, looking under heavy pressure from the backside. Paoletti is, did you hear a whistle?
Yes, I
did. Whistle before the play ended?
Yep.
Paoletti was about to be sacked, and I thought I heard a whistle before that.
Yes.
What was the
concern
there? Felt like you heard the whistle from deep in the secondary.
It's almost like they wanted to protect the quarterback, and that's not, oh, no, there was a penalty?
Penalty before?
It looks like it was blown. Whether it's an inadvertent whistle or they just blew it.
They just blew it dead? Okay.
They're just about to get sacked.
Going to call a sack? Okay. Well, credit the sack to number 60.
16.
Oh, 16, rather. Yep. Jameer Redd, the linebacker from Cardinal O'Hara on the sack. Backs him up to the 15-yard line, and Jack Corey on to punt. So nice job by the blue defense. Standing deep is Jamal Martin from Academy Park. Corey steps into one. Line drive kick, and it's going to come to one of the up men at the 40-yard line, and Blue will be in great field position here at the 35-yard line. Justin Shields on the special teams tackle. But number 22 on the return, that's Zachy Sharif.
And Blue up. So, excellent field position to take over here. We'll see who comes out of quarterback. McBride had the first two series for the Blue team.
Yep, and here comes Andrew Rodriguez, 200-pounder at quarterback from Chichester. So some substitutions now on the offensive side for the Blue. They trail 7-0, 5:20 to play here in the first half. Fast-moving game with running clock in most situations here. Split to the left is Rob Long from Academy Park. Split to the right, and now Kadir Gibson checks into the game in the backfield. He's along alongside number 21, Devon Freeman, the running back from Chester. Now there's flags first. Everybody on the red side pointing, and I think we have a false start here.
Looks like
on
the tight end jumped a little bit there.
All right, they'll march it back to the 40. Brings up first down and 15. Kadir Gibson's going to see some time at fullback, it looks like. And Freeman will check out momentarily. So, change of plans here for the Blue. They lined up in the eye. My guess is Freeman was ready to carry it. Now first and 15, different circumstance. Split to the right is Kyle Rogers, Jr. of Academy Park. Split to the left is Rob Long, his teammate. I formation, they give it to Kadir Gibson. Looking for room off the right side, and Addis in the backfield again. He is dragged down. Addis on first contact, and cleaning up is John Clee of Haverford. No gain.
Great job by Addis. Makes a backside tackle there. Goes right down the line. Brings down a running back. No gain, second down and long for the Blue team.
Gibson at 6 foot, 240 pounds. Had a big game against what turned into the DelVal champs, Penn Wood. 29 carries, 158 yards, and two scores in a one-score loss. But he dots the I again, second and 15.
Ooh.
Rodriguez is hit as he gets rid of it, but now here's a toss play on a reverse, and the red team sniffs it out. Staying home is Joe Spillman of Ridley, and he drops Kyle Rogers for a loss all the way back to the 46-yard line. Little razzle-dazzle, but too many red shirts in the backfield right now for Blue to operate.
Well, I tell you, and the nose guard was right there on the snap of the ball. I mean, he almost blew that up right there.
It's going to be third and forever. Call it 21 yards. for a first down here. Slot to the left is Sun Valley's number 44, James Gines. Two receivers to the right as well. Rodriguez back on third and long. Two men in his face, and Spillman's going to drop him again.
Spillman untouched there, comes right off the edge at the defensive end position and brings down Rodriguez. So fourth and loss, forever.
Yeah, loss of another 14 yards. And Spillman has had himself a series. He's staying on the field maybe to go after the punter here. Jaden McKenzie and Danny Guy stand deep to return a punt.
Fourth and 33. That should be. What play do you bring up for that?
Yeah.
Guard track.
Your punter.
Yeah,
your
right.
punter. That's your play. Kevin Calamita from O'Hara waiting the
time
long
out.
Snap, and Blue's going to talk things over, make sure they get everybody blocked here. So we'll take a short timeout. Thank all of our sponsors. Be back in 30 seconds. 3:13 to play in the first half of the Hero Bowl. 7-0 Red, and about to get the ball back on havenfootball.net.
There is no finer example of team spirit than that which is expressed through the Delaware County High School All-Star Hero Bowl game, as all segments of the Delaware County community join together to present this showcase of our excellent athletes. The Hero Bowl football teams represent more than 90 All-Star football players selected by the Delaware County Football Coaches Association. All proceeds go to the support of the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County Incorporated, which the Delaware County Council is proud to sponsor. The Hero Scholarship Fund provides educational scholarships to the children of Delaware County police officers and firefighters who've died in the line of duty.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles, reminding you that you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth and forever for the blue team, so they'll bring the punt team on. Jaden McKenzie and Danny Guy await inside their 30. Kevin Calamita to take it away. Kick it away. He takes the snap, steps into it, and sends a wobbler towards Danny Guy, who says, get away from him. A scramble, and Guy actually picks it up on a hop. Bounced off two players, and heads-up play from Guy to pick up the ball and then take a heavy hit at the 25-yard line. But Red almost had a disaster. I think that hit one of the coverage guys in the back.
Yeah. I couldn't tell who it hit, but it was a smart play by Guy to pick it up.
Definitely hit one of the blue players, but yeah. Then it bounced off again. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is typical of this kind of a – we've had 3 weeks of practice, and we're not sure what we're doing here.
But Calamita dropped the snap, too, I think, in a different circumstance. Maybe midseason in the fall, you get an eligible man downfield because the kick never – came out of there on time, but either way, we're good with it. Matt Lassick into the game at running back. Josh Gooch of Upper Darby had over 1,000 yards rushing for the Royals this year. He lines up at quarterback. Motion man is Tom Foster. They give it to him on the jet sweep, fake it to him, and Gooch faked it to Foster and then lost his footing immediately back at the 25-yard line, or, well, where are they spotting? It's at the 21, loss of four on the play.
Looks like he slipped and his knee hit.
If I remember this correctly, this is a fairly common pattern. It starts out with offense, being fairly dominant until defense kind of figures out what's going on. And then offense starts to start getting all screwed up, and then it'll balance out. Just in time for the second half.
So Gooch checks out. Chris Mills of Pencrest back into the game at quarterback. Dulgarian split to the left. Matt Lassick in at halfback. Mahoney over the football. Lee Holbert in at left guard. Williams left tackle. On second and 14, Mills of Pencrest rolling to his right. Has time, fires to the right flat, and incomplete. Looking for Tom Foster at the 30-yard line. In and out of his hands on a low throw. And it brings up third down and about 14.
A little out route there to Foster. As you said, Brian, a little low. Going to bring up third down and long for the red team here.
Some substitutions on defense now. Jameer Redd of Cardinal O'Hara checks into the game. So does 25 Ryan Beck of Monsignor Bonner into the secondary. Number 40 in at linebacker, Mohamed Kamagate of Penwood. He had an interception for a touchdown against Glenn Mills this year. First touchdown of his career. Now, third and 14. Mills with three receivers to his left. One to his right is Dulgarian. Matt Lassick on his left hip. He's back on third and 14. Mills under pressure, looking, has time. Down the seam he goes. Foster's out there. Incomplete. Oh, my. Incomplete it goes.
Boy, taking a little bit off of that, it would have been right in the breadbasket.
Second time he had him streaking down the seam and just overthrow him, but would have been six if he caught that in stride.
Boy, and he was definitely hauling. I mean, that was not a matter of slowing down for anything. He just couldn't get there.
Just overthrown, and it brings up fourth down and 14. Corey of Springfield on to punt it. Corey is a All-Delco honorable mention pick as a specialist. All right. Corey awaits the snap near his 10-yard line. No pressure. The left footer has it's a high, short wobbler. It's going to take a hop at about the 48-yard line. Takes a red roll inside the 35, inside the 30. End over end it goes, and to a dead stop at the 26-yard line. Justin Shields down to put it to mark it dead. And
that
boy,
works.
That's a terrific kick for Corey.
Yep.
And a terrific roll. And a long field now for the Blue Squad with two timeouts in their pocket, 1:52 on the clock. 74 yards from pay dirt.
And Rodriguez from Chichester jogs back on the field.
In on the offensive line for the blue team as well is 65 Shane Frazier of Penwood. Along with 62 Wyatt McDevitt of Interborough. He's over the football at the 26. Rodriguez back looking. Quick slant on the inside. It is complete. Across the 30, flag on the play. This may be coming back somewhat. But Justin Santilla of O'Hara on the catch and run.
What was it, block in the back?
Yeah, I think they're going to call block in the back on Jackson from Bonner.
I thought it was more of a screen than it was a screen block, you know, where he just put his body between them.
Legal pick.
Santilla out to the 32. Would have had a first down, but we'll see where they march this off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, clock stopped at 1:44 to play before halftime. Blue going backwards for an illegal block here. And then unsportsmanlike conduct against Red, so they'll offset. They're going to try it again, first and 10. So giveaway there for Red. And Rodriguez in the shotgun. Running back on his right hip, two receivers to either side, and now you're going to end up with false start again. Left tackle started to lean momentarily, although now they're going to say the defense
enticed
him.
Defensive end.
Yep. Okay. First and 5 from the 31. So that's a whole lot of back and forth there for
the refs are keeping busy. That's
snap.
Good.
That's right. Here we go. Still 1:44 to play before halftime. Ball out to the 31-yard line now as Blue moving left to right. Raheem Bowen, slot to the left. Split left is Rob Long. Back to pass Rodriguez. He's looking left, and now he's going to tuck it and run to his right. Defense closing quickly. He steps out of bounds, and you're going to end up with a flag on the play.
Guys, this is a game for charity. Cool it.
So a bump by 25 here, and now you're going to end up with you're going to end up with some extracurriculars on the sideline here. The young man who was called for the late hit was approached by one of the larger linemen on the blue side.
Young man, let me remind you, all these referees are police officers.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea.
Right. All right. So late hit on Rodriguez. He ran it for about 6 yards. They're going to tack on 15 more on the end of this. It'll put it out somewhere near midfield and maybe even on the red side of the field with 1:37 to play before halftime. 7-0, red on top of blue on the strength of a 1-yard run by Garnet Valley's Danny Guy and an extra point by Jack Corey on the extra point for Springfield. That's your scoring summary through the first 22-plus minutes. But another costly penalty there for Red. They've had 3 dead ball fouls here in the first half.
Well, that was really unnecessary. I mean, you're right on the sideline. All the kids are lined up. You know you're across the boundary line.
And
I
you're
mean,
on
just
the blue sideline.
And you're, right. well, that's right. that's just exit for more trouble. But, you know, it's not like when you're down to 10 and you weren't quite sure where you were and you didn't see the out of bounds. And come on, guys.
2 wide receivers to either side. Devin Freeman, the running back from Chester, into the game now as well. Rodriguez is back. He wants it all. Down the near sideline. Has a man out there. It is caught for a first down inside the 19-yard line. Nicely done by Kyron Jackson of Monsignor Bonner.
I didn't think he got his one foot in, but ref knows. He was right on top of it. Nice adjustment once again by the blue team. It's the third time the receivers have come up with huge plays.
Blue knocking on the door now. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. Clock ticks. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It stopped momentarily with 1:30 to play before halftime. All right. Gain of 30. Rodriguez on the first catch of the evening for number 13, Kyron Jackson. They break the huddle with the receiver split to either side, slot to either side as well. Devin Freeman in at halfback. Slot left now is Justin Santilla of Cardinal O'Hara. Single setback, under center is Rodriguez, and they run a toss play. Looking for it is Raheem Bowens. Gives ground, and he's running off that left side, trying to stretch the field. He cuts it back, and he's going to be swarmed on that far sideline. Nice job there by number 5, Khalil Brown of Upper Darby.
That's an excellent job there by Ben Rubin of Lower Marion. Keep outside position there, keep contained, and force that play inside to let his teammates come in to make the play. So.
Absolutely, and that play took a long time to develop. That was about 60 yards for a two-yard gain.
Two-yard gain brings up second down and 8. Rodriguez in the gun again. Back to pass on second and 8. Fires a quick out and Ooh. In and out of the hands of Raheem Bowens. Incomplete. So, Bowens, one of the go-to guys for the Del Valle champs this year and one of the go-to guys tonight so far. But at this point, clock stops. 50 seconds to play before halftime. On the incompletion, third down and 8 upcoming.
And the crowd's really fouled in here.
You're right.
Got a packed house
and
now.
That's a good sign.
And you know, at halftime, you can't go to the snack. You got the relay race, that's which is right. just as exciting as a game.
Exactly. Exactly. So that'll be a part of the track meet at halftime. But here we go. Third down and 8, 4 down territory in all likelihood for the blue team. Devin Freeman on the right hip of Rodriguez. They fake it to him, firing a quick slant. Incomplete. Well, Rodriguez looked quickly to the inside. Bowens ran outside, never saw it. 4th and 8. They'll try it again here. Be looking at about a 36-yard field goal from here. Timeout for Blue, and they'll talk it over. So, with that in mind, why don't we take a short timeout? Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you joined us. Live or on the archive on the Hero Bowl.
Hi, I need a new debit card.
One moment, please, Stephen.
Great.
You should receive your new card within 10 to 12 business days.
10 to 12 business days?
Business days are considered Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know what business
Thursday,
days are.
Friday. Business days do not end.
It's time to bank human again.
Saturday.
That's why at TD Bank, all of our checking accounts come with a free debit card on the spot, any day of the week. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
4th and 8 for the blue team. They trail 7-0, 47 seconds to play before halftime. Red on top, scoring late in the first quarter on their first possession of the game, and it's been a defensive battle in between. All right, here we go. Raheem Bowens, slot right, Santilla, slot left. Rodriguez back, firing, incomplete, looking for Jackson, and short hopped him at the 15-yard line. So Blue turns it over on downs.
All right, it's an all-star game. There's 43 seconds left in the half.
Plenty of time.
And you're leading by 7.
You let it rip. Man coverage all over the field. See how far your guy can throw it. That's my guess. You got a couple of strong arms over on that red sideline. I don't know if they'll bring Paoletti or Mills out or spread the field and see if Gooch can find a seam somewhere, but my guess is Blue's going to play cover 2 here and send everybody, just keep the play in front of him. All right, here we go. Anthony Paoletti of Marple Newtown, Delaware County's all-time leading passer in career yardage. He's in the shotgun with Jaden McKenzie alongside of him. Two receivers to either side. Paoletti takes a snap, has a good pocket. Now they set up a little inside screen, incomplete. Right idea, just not executed. Jaden McKenzie had three blockers in front of him, but they could not connect. It'll bring up second down and about and 10.
Foster is wearing something in his, on over his stomach to cover up his number. I think he's trying to disguise himself.
Yeah.
In the backfield.
A lot of this is not uncommon all of a sudden. Sometimes during the regular season, the referees will tell the players otherwise to untuck those shirts, but tucking that front side underneath the shoulder pads is not, like I said, not uncommon.
Right.
All right, here we go. Kamal Richardson, slot to the right, slot left, rather. Foster to the right. On second and 10, Paoletti juggles a snap but has time. Fires to the inside, incomplete, looking for Dolgarian. Overshoots him out near the 30-yard line, brings up third down and 10.
Going back to the play before, great idea, as you said, Brian, on a slip screen trying to get it to Jaden McKenzie. And in a situation like this with when it was 43 seconds left, trying to get a play to start this drive, see where you end up.
Yep.
Unfortunately, two plays in a row, incomplete pass, but clock does stop, so we'll see where they go here.
Cover two, maybe cover three, umbrella look here for the blue team at the moment. It's man coverage, but there's quite a cushion here. All right, here we go. Back to pass is Paoletti. Looking, has time. Fires off balance and incomplete. Overshoots Foster out near midfield. It'll bring up fourth down and 10. So Paoletti 0 for 4 throwing it so far. Mills 1 for 4. And the passing game not really on track yet for the red squad.
And Ryan Pham came right off the edge for the blue squad. Unblocked, and Paoletti could do nothing there but just try to launch it in the air to try to get to Foster. But once again, overthrown to Foster. He's got to be a little frustrated in this first half.
All right, here we go. Corey on to punt it again. He's going to take a snap at his own 5-yard line. Dangerous return man back there, Jamal Martin. High kick. Terrific job by Corey to hang this one up there at the 45-yard line. Takes a red hop across the midfield stripe. Rolls sideways towards that far sideline and out of bounds at the 45. So, 17.7 on the clock for Blue. About 55 yards from pay dirt. And like you said, Mike, it's an all-star game. See how far you can throw it.
Well, in this case, you're down by seven. You might as well go for it. But that's the difference.
Okay. All right.
So, while we have a moment, I just wanted to send condolences out to the Wesley family. Coach Mike Dras passed away a couple of weeks ago. He was a staple down at Wesley, a Pencrest grad.
Yep.
I know Strathaven legend Aaron Benson played for him, had a great career there. But I know the Wesley family is mourning a tough loss right now. So all the prayers down to them and his family.
Certainly. All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Blues. 17 seconds on the clock. Lanier McBride in at quarterback. He's in the gun on first and 10. Looking. Heavy pressure again. Steps away from it momentarily. Stiff arm. Still on his feet at the 40. Darting towards this near sideline. And Kyle Addis forces him out just shy of midfield. Good work there by McBride, who was under siege immediately after the snap. 9.4 is what remains on the first half clock.
I like the idea to put McBride in this situation. He's got the arm and legs. This time he used his legs there. Got out of bounds. Maybe another pass or two and then launch one towards the end zone.
9 seconds to try it. Red, again, man coverage throughout for both teams. Puts them at a little bit of a disadvantage on defense, but 7-0 game. I'd say the defenses have held up well so far. McBride, back to pass, 9 seconds left. They try the short out. Raheem Bowens makes the catch and then steps out of bounds just shy of the 45. 5 seconds left, and good call, Steve. You mentioned, hey, short pass here and give yourself one more shot downfield.
Yeah, now try to launch one into the end zone.
So Bowens' second catch of the evening. Give him 14 yards receiving.
We'll see how strong McBride's arm is on this play.
Barring a defensive penalty, probably the final play of this first half. 5.4 seconds on the clock. Split to the right is Kyle Rogers, Jr. Split to the left, number 20, Khalif Jones of Sun Valley. McBride back to pass. Heavy pressure from Shield. Steps away from it momentarily. Still on his feet. Looking. Steps out of bounds. And that will do it for the first half clock. Good pass rush from Springfield's Justin Shields blew up any plans for the blue team there, and 7-0 is where we will take it to the halftime break. So just one score apiece, and now, oh, well, are we done? Okay. Just checking, making sure there wasn't a defensive flag there. Short gain for McBride to finish out the half. And speaking of halftime, we'll take a short time out and be back. We'll hear more from Steve, from Mike, and take a look at the mile relay race coming up, which is always a highlight here at the Hero Bowl, and have first half stats to share and second half action to discuss as well. So be back momentarily. Stick with us, and thank you to all of our sponsors who are putting us on the air tonight for the 42nd Annual Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Thinking of buying a new car, used car, or refinancing? Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union makes getting a car loan easy with low rates, terms up to 84 months, and the option of signing loan documents remotely and online. Get pre-approved with Auto Express. Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, where borrowing is made easy. Get an auto loan rate as low as 2.69% APR plus a free gift at Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Apply at fmfcu.org.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
There is no finer example of team spirit than that which is expressed through the Delaware County High School All-Star Hero Bowl game, as all segments of the Delaware County community join together to present the showcase of our excellent athletes. The Hero Bowl football teams represent more than 90 All-Star football players selected by the Delaware County Football Coaches Association. All proceeds go to the support of the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County Incorporated, which the Delaware County Council is proud to sponsor. The Hero Scholarship Fund provides educational scholarships to the children of Delaware County police officers and firefighters who've died in the line of duty.
Hey, Tigers fans. Can't catch the game? The Tigers Radio Network has you covered. Since 2008, the Tigers Radio Network has provided complete coverage of Marple Newtown football. From the sidelines to the guys in the booth, they put you right in the middle of the action. All games and archives of the Tigers Radio Network can be found exclusively at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. And remember, go Tigers!
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Back to halftime at the 42nd Annual Hero Bowl. Always for a good cause and always having a good time. 7-0 is your score here. And we were just talking before the break and the break in the broadcast momentarily. We lost a little
Bandwidth, so just stay with it, stay on the line, and we'll and when you listen to the archive tomorrow, it'll be all complete because we're recording everything on our own. So
perfect. Okay, we'll get it all cleared up tomorrow. So, again, you can check in later on. And, you know, Steve Reynolds was mentioning just the challenge of coaching a game like this, putting everybody together, putting a game plan together. Wanted to just acknowledge, we mentioned as many players as we can during the course of the game, and so many of these guys are making big plays. But the coaches, head coach Atu Troop of the Blue Squad was helped this week, by Mike Moores and Brandon Williams of Academy Park. Royale Edwards, a Strathaven alum and former Hero Bowl MVP, actually. Good to see Royale out there. Royale Edwards and Jason Robinson of Glen Mills. Lamar Shaw of Chester. Paul Dixon and Rob Hall, also of Glen Mills. Keon Akes of Penwood. Deion Young of Penwood. Jacques Hawkins of Penwood. Troy Cook of Penwood. And Troy Brooks of Penwood. For the Red Squad, Rich Gentile of Upper Darby, joined by a few of his assistants, Sean Quinn and Brad Gilbert. From Pencrest, Andrew Pigeon, Troy Foster, Kristen Brenzo, and Ted Caratenuto. Eric Hollingsworth, defensive coordinator at Strathaven. Tom Ryan is the head coach at Radnor. John Anderson and from Ridley. Jody Stanley from Harriton. Dennis Shook from Harriton. John Stratton from Ridley. Chris Kicking, the head man and AD at Marple Newtown. Mike Malfitano at Haverford. Jim DeLulo at Ridley. And Brian Scopoliti from Lower Merion. So plenty of help, plenty of time and energy and effort volunteered over the last month. So thank you to all the coaches for putting this together. And what turns out always to be pretty good football, considering just a couple hours of practice.
Absolutely.
6 months after the fact.
And I want to mention, Outback feeds this crew always the night before. You imagine what it's like to feed 100 high school boys.
Yep.
plus the crew, plus the coaches and stuff. And tonight, Mixler is our internet service provider, and the breaks are not their fault. I'm having trouble with my Wi-Fi spot here. But Mixler, and it sounds like we're sitting in your living room, and that is to their credit. They have a great service, and they donated tonight's service for the game.
Fantastic.
So we're all very pleased with that. And everybody here is obviously on their own time and doing it because they believe in the cause.
So on the field for the first half, Steve, quick, I mean, the scoring recap, I can talk that up in 1 minute. That was Danny Guy on a one-yard run. 19 seconds remained in the first quarter when he punched it in. It followed really just one play earlier, the only completion of the night for the Red Squad, a 38-yard strike from Chris Mills to Carrington Hooks. A couple plays before that, they've been trying to spring Tommy Foster down the middle all night, and a couple penalties there trying to keep Foster in the barn really helped that keep that drive alive for the red team. But really just one completed pass and set them up for the only score of the night. Aside from that, like I mentioned, the two quarterbacks for the red squad, 1 for 8 passing for 38 yards, that 38-yard completion to Carrington Hooks. Danny Guy, 2 carries for 7 yards. Josh Gooch, negative yardage on his 1 carry. Chris Mills, 1 for 8. And Jaden McKenzie, 1 for 2. That's it. So it's been a pretty good defensive performance from the blue squad, aside from just one big play that got away from them.
Yeah, I mean, as you're talking about Foster, he was open 3 times, and Mills overthrew him twice, and Paletti overthrew him once. We'll see if they go back to him this half, try to get that timing down. But go back to Hooks, Carrington Hooks. I remember him during the season. I mean, all the hype was for Jordan Mosley, rightfully so, who's a heck of a player, not playing in tonight's game, but an all-Delco player. But Hooks, he was very impressive throughout the season, and he made that great shoulder behind-the-shoulder catch, adjusted to the ball, and set up that one-yard run by Guy for the only score of the game. But as you said, a defensive battle, a lot of mistakes in the first half. I expect them to, clean that up in the second half. And as Mike alluded to, you have these ebbs and flows of the game. You have a lot of offense and you have a lot of defense. I know last year we had a defensive battle early on, and in the second half it really picked up. So I expect to see a little more offense going in the second half.
On the stat sheet, the offense definitely favors the blue squad. You've got some guys with some numbers. I mean, we may want to check our scoreboard there. Jim Alsman's helping us out and rearranging some stats right there at the moment. But, unofficially, Lanier McBride, 3 of 5 throwing at 1 interception, which basically served as a punt on a fourth and long. But, 3 of 5 for 56 yards. And Rodriguez, 1 for 4 for 30 yards. So a couple of big plays there, 42 yards to Chichester's Rashad Shaw, and 30 yards to number 13, Kyron Jackson of Monsignor Bonner. And Bowens, 2 grabs for 14 yards. So, again, they've spread it around, 2 different quarterbacks with completions. Rushing, Gibson, 2 carries for 8 yards. McBride, 4 carries for 17 yards. Rodriguez was sacked once and then had a six-yard carry to his credit. And number 24 from Academy Park, Nate Holmes, has been held in check. 3 carries for negative yardage overall. But, again, Blue has had flashes of brilliance. I will say the red defensive line has had their moments tonight. Good pass rush. There was one series that 56, Joe Spillman just dominated, just took over the game there for Ridley.
Yeah, a couple plays in a row. A
couple plays deep in the backfield that wrecked one drive. So, again, there's been moments to shine for the defense for the most part, but enough offense to keep us interested.
No doubt about it. It's been a good game. And I like Steve, I think we're going to – and it's typical what happens in these games. The second half is always a big offensive scoring period because everybody kind of gets their act together. Teams aren't out yet, and I have a feeling, based on some of the unsportsmanlike calls at the first half that they're having a little talking to from the refs.
Rightfully so, yeah.
Who are saying, we can – it's our game. We can stop this game anytime we want. So you guys want to keep acting out, we'll just send you all home.
There was – I don't even remember what year it was because we choose to forget it. There was a moment that – I forget, was it delayed or did they even call the game?
No, they called the game with about 2.5 minutes left.
Late.
It got nasty.
where it did. And again, you understand at some moments, you know, frustrations and emotions and tempers. There have been nights that were a heck of a lot hotter than this, even
sure.
that we've played this game. But, you know, still, you want to keep your emotions in check, know that everybody's doing this for a good reason. And,
right.
Steve, you mentioned in the first half the crowd starting to fill in. I look at this and see, you know, what, $5 ahead. Should be a fun night to come watch football. The rain's going to miss us, but, man, you just think $5 ahead. Go into a fund that is helping the families who've lost a loved one in the line of duty. This is
right.
This is a fantastic turnout countywide. So just thrilled to see it tonight.
And it's great for the kids. I mean, it's great for, you know, yeah, tempers can flare, but the bottom line is a lot of these kids never see each other on a gridiron.
Right.
They read about them all the time in the Daily Times. They know who they are. And, of course, there's always the idea, I think I'm better than he is, but we'll never play each other. And so here's an opportunity to play each other. And if you're having a bad night or suddenly the kid across from you is a whole lot better than you thought he was going to be, you know, it can play a little bit with your psyche. And, of course, a lot of these kids are going on to four-year schools, some on full scholarships, some just to play football, some just playing football in addition to their education. You know, so there's a lot of emotion involved. But Brian, you're right. It's for a good cause. We're here for charity. Everybody's a volunteer. We're raising money. The last thing we want is some kind of, you know, brouhaha on the field. And, you know, but it gets you just get carried away with yourself, and hopefully they've all calmed down. And, of course, with so many coaches on the field as well, it does make it easier. Of all the Hero Bowls we have broadcast, we only had that one time when it was canceled, and it was canceled with about 2.5 minutes left in the game. But we, of course, hope that never happens again. But that's a – it's not a minor thing, but it happens so infrequently. These kids do keep themselves in check, and hopefully calmer heads will prevail, and we'll just get through the game.
And these players have so much respect for each other. I mean, they battle week in, week out during the season for 4 years, from freshman mm-hmm. ball to varsity ball. And now with the playoff reformat, they see each other in the playoffs. To then be on the same team, exchange stickers on helmets. A lot of respect goes on for, you know, both sides. But, you know, when you're able to play with, you know, a Marple guy, able to play with a Strathaven guy, it's cool because, you know, you read about them in the paper, you think you're better than them, but at the end of the day, you know,
maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Right.
At the end of the day, yeah, you're on the same team. Some of these guys might be going to the same college together.
Yeah, some are. Some definitely are. So this is fun to watch too. You mentioned Jordan Mosley. There are a couple of guys here that in theory could or should be playing in this game that are not for any number of reasons. Mosley's headed for a full ride to University of Maryland. He's not in the game tonight. Kyle Long, also head of the University of Maryland, do-everything guy for Springfield, skipped his junior year on the football season because he's a two-time All-American in lacrosse. Springfield's still alive in the lacrosse playoffs, so he's not participating on the field tonight, although he is on the roster. Several other circumstances like that, too. Strathaven lacrosse is still in it, which means Ryan Morris is a guy who, in theory, you know, first-team All-Central at linebacker,
right,
could have been on the field tonight, but is not. So there are several others. You know, a whole lot of other football talent not on the field tonight, but the guys who are, you know, you're seeing some really fantastic performances in challenging circumstances, learning new plays and learning new calls, really in just a couple hours of practice time.
And it's scary to think, you know, you see some of these athletes during the season, like a Kyle Long, a, you know, Luke Cantwell from Marple Newtown.
Right.
How good they are on the football field. That's not even their best
sport. Best
sport,
right?
I mean, you know,
that's
Kyle
right.
Long is with yeah. Springfield, you know, with lacrosse, or Springfield, Cantwell with Marple going in the state playoffs
baseball.
Right?
Yep.
So to think about, you know, these are some real athletes.
Which brings me to one of my favorite points, and it's particularly relative to kids and their education and their life goals. We're seeing not all of them are the best of the best, but they're certainly in the top 10% of their respective teams. And we rarely see kids go to big time colleges, and we more rarely see them get into the pros.
Mm-hmm.
So as talented as these kids are, as terrific as they are to watch, the elite you need to be to make a profession out of, and I don't care what sport it is, but certainly football,
yeah,
is the cream of the cream. I mean, after all, there are 3,000 men in the world out of 6 billion people,
yeah,
that can play professional
sure.
football. So, you know, it's wonderful to watch a talent. It's wonderful to watch, you know, what they can do, but it's an important check to say, look, you know, maybe you can get in and make a living doing this, but the odds are, get your education, get the experience you need to work for a living, because probably Sunday mornings you're going to be watching the game.
And have fun playing football while you can still
enjoy
it. While you can still do it.
Because us old guys, and I'm taking Steve out of the equation. Yeah. He's not
that
old.
That's right.
But, you know, I still dream about playing high school football every once in a while. I never get in. Yeah. Just like real life.
That's right. All right. Well, the teams are lining up, ready to start this second half. Number 32, Kevin Calamita from O'Hara, has it teed halfway between the hash marks. Standing deep to return is Danny Guy and Jaden McKenzie for the Red. Red will receive and move left to right to start this third quarter. We'll keep you posted on other stat updates as we can get them and as things develop here. 7-0 Red. That's the Central League All-Stars plus Delco Christian on top of the blue. That's the Del Valle.
There is no finer example of team spirit.
High end over in kickoff coming down from Calamita. One hopped at the 12-yard line by McKenzie. Looking for room. Finds a seam up the middle. And McKenzie with the jets on across the 40. 45. Steps through a tackle and across the midfield stripe. He goes to the 47-yard line. Jaden McKenzie sparks the Red offense here with a big special teams play. They'll start at the 46.
He picks up right where he left off back 6 months ago in the District 5A title game against Unionville. Lethal player all year long, and he takes that back, gives the Red squad great field position to start off the second half.
He did everything for Springfield this year. Four defensive touchdowns, including one that broke Strathaven's heart. That was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. McKenzie goes 60-some yards with a fumble return to break that one open. Paoletti will start at quarterback to start this second half. He's back to pass, looking, firing to the outside, has a man. It's complete and stepping out of bounds on this near sideline is number 11, Josh Gooch of Upper Darby. Gain of about 8 on the out pattern.
And the best way to get a quarterback in rhythm, we saw Paoletti with no completions in the first half. Quick passes this time, out route to start off the second half. And we'll see if he can get in a rhythm here.
Second down and almost 2. And the Red squad, on the strength of a big kick return from McKenzie, knocking on the door already. They'll snap it from the right hash at the 37-yard line. Tom Mahoney over the ball at center. Paoletti in the gun, 4 wide receivers, 2 to either side, give his inside to Danny Guy. Guy bounces off one man, pushes his way for first down yardage down to the 35. Gain of 3 for the Westchester-bound running back. Zachy Sharif on the stop.
Great start there for the Red team.
2 plays. They net about 12 yards and another first down. Carrington hooks, split to the left, to the far side of the field. Delgarian on the right to the short side. Slot to either side, Paoletti in the gun. On first and 10, snap is a good one. Back to pass, looking, steps up in the pocket, fires deep down the far sideline. Hooks is out there, and this one is overthrown, incomplete. Very good coverage out there. Hard to see the number. Young man's got his shirt tucked in under his shoulder pads there. But hooks, well marked. Down in the far corner. Second down and 10 upcoming.
I'll tell you what, Coach Zwan from Westchester has been a beneficiary of the Garner Valley talent.
Yeah.
The Kaiser brothers, you got Guy. A lot of Garner Valley guys heading over to Westchester having excellent careers.
Yep. A little pipeline to Westchester and Shippensburg, another spot. And Ursinus, actually. Yep. A lot of those Garner Valley guys and Strathaven heading that way, too. All right, here we go. So first and second down and 10. Ooh. Guy loses his footing as he comes across the 35-yard line. Tried to cut it back and picks up just 2. Brings up third down and 8.
Yeah, we should mention it was really drippy this morning. Not raining, just a lot of spitting and moisture, and it never really got sunny today. So it's probably a little slick on that field.
Jaden McKenzie checks in at running back. In the end of the game on defense now, Devin Golds of Academy Park is in at defensive back. Trying to mention everybody on the field at some point tonight. 28 is Charlie Wendling, the linebacker from Sun Valley. He is playing the left side here. Number 14 at defensive back is Karan Wilmore of Chester. Back to pass, Paoletti on 3rd and 8. They set up the little bubble screen, juggled and incomplete. Tried that play in the first half, missed low. This time misses a little high. Incomplete intended for Jaden McKenzie. With blockers in front.
Who got his hand on 71, I think?
Yeah, McKenzie tipped it, and then it bounced off a couple of different guys there.
That ball hung up there a little too long. Fortunate for the right squad, incomplete, and 4 down territory for Paoletti and this offense.
Fourth and about nine. They need the 25 here for a first down. Hooks and Delgarian split left and right, respectively. Slot left, Tom Foster. Gooch slot right. Back is Paoletti, looking, has time, fires deep down the far sideline and incomplete. Overshoots Foster in the end zone, and Red will turn it over on downs. Nice work by the blue defense. Solid pass rush, enough to, you know, keep them off balance, and the blue will take over in decent field position. So they survive the big kick return from McKenzie, and now we'll start at the 34.
Yeah, we got a seven-point game here. I mean, it could be anybody's game, obviously.
Yeah, they gathered himself well there after the big kick return and first down run by Guy. They made a nice stand there on turnover on downs.
Lanier McBride in at quarterback. Joe Forte checks out at fullback, so they go with Kareem Burton at wide receiver. Actually, Burton's going to line up in the backfield. He did a little bit of everything for Jason Vasheski at Academy Park this past year. Academy Park bounced in the second round of the 5A playoffs this year after advancing the title game the last few years. Give on the jet sweep is to Khalif Jones, who spins off one man but couldn't get through the second one. Good pursuit there by the Red defense. Caleb Mihalik flying up from free safety and had some help there from 90, the defensive end. Matt Young from Haverford, he's had a busy night.
Yeah, Young does a great job there. Keeps his outside arm free and contains very well there. And doesn't let that jet sweep get outside.
When they give defensive player of the game, boy, I'll tell you, I'd give it to the whole Red defense line.
Yeah, both ends, Matt Young and Joe Spillman, have had their moments tonight. And, of course, your ends are free sometimes because the big guys in the middle are tying people up, like Derek Corboy, first-team All-Delco at defensive line, had 41 tackles for loss for the Royals this year. Just lived in the backfield. Second down and about 11. McBride in the gun. They give it on the delay and bouncing his way into the secondary and out to the 40-yard line goes Kareem Burton. Best running play of the night.
Yeah, it's a nice shifty running right there by Burton. Looks like he was going to get stopped in the backfield, but it's a good job of weaving his way through, making a more manageable third down here for the blue team.
Gain of nine on the play. Still going to bring up third down and almost three. Jones checks out. Noah Nickel in at left tackle at the moment. There's some size on the left side of that line. They operate in the shotgun, and it's Burton on the left hip this time of your quarterback. Tight end to the left. Motion man is Bowens. Low snap, and they give it to Bowens, trying to stretch it to the near side. He has to give ground, and down he goes. Ball comes out late, and they're going to say down first. Oh, Red wants the fumble call. They will not get it. Derek Corboy ripped it out. But they're going to say Bowens was stopped first, all the way back at the original line of scrimmage. Loss of about seven on the play. Fourth and 10 upcoming.
They try that jet sweep to the other side, left side of the field, but Spillman and that side of the defense, again, do a great job of containing. They've been doing a great job all night on the edges, forcing everything inside. And fourth down and long here for the blue squad.
Kevin Calamita will punt it away. Danny Guy and Jaden McKenzie await at their own 35-yard line. Snap is a good one. Calamita, low line drive kicks. This could be returnable. It's picked up by the 30-yard line by McKenzie. Looking for running room. Sheds two tackles. Cross midfield. Cuts to his right at the midfield stripe. Back to his left. Bouncing off tackles at the 40. Out of bounds. He goes inside the 40. Flag comes in late. I think you're going to end up with a late hit there. But Jaden McKenzie, two big special teams plays. I know they only give it to offensive and defensive MVPs, but, boy, McKenzie's got 60-plus yards in returns tonight.
Yeah, he's really trying to spark this offense in this game, setting up the Red team with great field position. We'll see if they can capitalize this time around.
Flag on the far sideline at the end of the play. I'm going to guess late hit here, and if they march this thing 15 yards further, you're going to be knocking on the door of the Red zone here. Red leading 7-0 and looking for more here. It is indeed a late hit. 15 more yards at the end of the run. I think it's going to put this near the 21-yard line or so. We'll see where they put this down.
Yep, 21. Okay. That's what it looks like.
All right. Well, Red with a 7-point lead and now threatening for more. Checking into the game is 24, Marquis Marshall of Harriton. He's a wide receiver. Split to the left side. Carrington Hooks all alone on the right side here. He's isolated. Tight end to the right is Finizio. Motion man is Tom Foster. They fake it to him, and it's Gooch takes the snap. Bounces his way to the left. An excellent open field stop there by number 7, Aziz Badmus, 5'6", 165-pound linebacker from Academy Park. And that was Gooch on the run.
And Badmus does a good job. A little guy, but holds his own in there and makes a nice play there on Gooch.
Gooch made a lot of defensive players look silly this year. First runner in Delaware County to rush, first quarterback in Delaware County since 2014 to rush for over 1,000 yards. Going back to Brian Allen from Springfield and that terrific Springfield team. But Gooch, first team All-Delco as an all-purpose player. Timeout red. Second down and about 12. We'll take a timeout with them. 4:28 to play here in the third quarter. 7-0 red, and they're looking for more. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. Go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven football. Panther football and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School. Second down and about 12 for the red team. They lead it 7-0. Chris Mills back in the game at quarterback. Wing to the right this time is Ben Rubin. Back give is to McKenzie, who sheds one tackle in the backfield. Still on his feet, bounces to the left. He's going to give ground and lose ground. Dropped in the backfield by Eugene Shepherd of Penwood.
Another flag.
Another flag. Is this post play?
Yes.
All right. Well, loss of two or three on the play, and now going to point towards the defense here?
Yep.
Oh, boy. So instead of third and 14, you might have first and 10. Oh, my. Frustrating penalty here for the blue squad. As McKenzie, Gooch and McKenzie dropped on in the backfield on consecutive plays. Instead now, they're just going to put it
to 19.
19, is that it?
5-yard penalty.
Okay.
Not sure what that was.
It was a late deal flag. There. Yeah, okay. Well, they're not marching off 15, so could be worse here for the blue squad. Third down and about, well, the market from the 19. Third okay. And about 9, we'll call it. Mills takes a snap, looking, looks for the back over the middle, has a man out there, it's Hooks, and it is swatted away at the last moment. Terrific defensive play by number 4, Jermall Martin.
Martin gets his hands in there last minute.
Boy, he was wide open. Who was the receiver back there?
Hooks.
Hooks was wide open. Just took a little long to get the ball there.
It looks ball like they're going to send in the kicking unit.
Yeah, ball floated just a bit. Just a bit. It hung up there on him. And just enough time for Martin to make a terrific play about 2 yards deep in the end zone and swat it away. So Luke Shivardelli is going to come on for about a 37-yard field goal attempt from the left hash. Finizio to hold. From 37, ball spotted. Kick is long enough, and it is good.
Whoa.
Shivardelli hammers it through with 3:45 to play here in the third quarter. Clock ticks, 3:38, 3:37, and I guess that is a running clock for the...
I don't know what they're doing.
Even after a scoring play? All right. Well, either way, we'll keep it right here then.
Okay.
Shivardelli connects from 37 yards.
Yeah, a couple times this year from Marple Newtown. The soccer player.
Yeah.
And his brother, 3 years ago, was the defensive MVP for the Red Squad.
Okay.
They're trying to stop all the right clock now.
Yeah. The field goal went through at 3:45. But if they need to reset the clock, if they need to reset it, it went through at 3:45. But we'll see. So either way, it's 10-0 red now. And,
I don't know. We're
again,
getting paid
big,
by the hour, so the more they.
Yeah. Big play to set that up is really the kick return by Jaden McKenzie. McKenzie on the punt return took it to the 46, and from there, a couple of penalties for Blue put it in the
red team 10, blue team 0.
Put it in the red zone or near the red zone, and red makes them pay. So, two-score game now for the first time. 10-0, Shivardelli. All right, Raheem Bowens and Kareem Burton await at the 10-yard line. Shivardelli to kick it away. High and over and kick. It's going to be a short one, and Bowens takes it at the 20-yard line at the left hash. Looking for running room. Cuts right, cuts left, loses his footing at just shy of the 30-yard line. So, again, Mike, you mentioned a minute ago, slick turf, and we've seen it come up and bite a couple different players. So, Blue, down by two scores. Goose egg on the scoreboard. Needs to get something going from their 30-yard line here with 2:51 to play in the third. They've had their moments, certainly. But
well, and really, they've held red as well, but some of these personal penalties have just killed them.
Yep. All right, time to get it going for the Blue squad. In at right tackle, Shane Ludke from Sun Valley. Rodriguez of Chichester is your quarterback. He's flanked by Devon Freeman of Chester. In the shotgun, they give it to Freeman. Looking for running room off that right side, trying to turn the corner, and he is dropped.
Wow.
Big loss on the play of almost 10 yards. Number 22, Justin O'Donnell of Upper Darby. Another fantastic wrestler.
21, actually.
21. Yeah. Jack Thomas of Harrington.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll
Thomas
give credit to everybody. That's
yeah,
all right.
In the neighborhood over there was O'Donnell, who, as I said, also a very good wrestler for Upper Darby. But Thomas, the Thomas brothers for Harrington have been fantastic on defense for the last couple years for head coach Justin Meller. Second and 17. Loss of 7 for Freeman on his first carry of the night. Two receivers to either side. Rodriguez is back, looking, steps up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked, and that's Big Mike Miller who's got him, I believe. Stand up, young man. Yep, that's Miller of Marple Newtown. Drops him back at the 20-yard line, and now you're looking at third and 20. Rodriguez second sacked for the second time tonight.
Great job by Miller as that D-line for the Red Squad continues to dominate tonight.
Third and 20. Going to need to find a way to get it to the playmakers, maybe in the flat, see if somebody can break a tackle, because there's really just not been time to get any kind of downfield throwing, with the exception of McBride creating space on his own.
Yeah, every deep ball he threw, he had to scramble out of the pocket.
And there is no blitzing allowed, so this is just straight bull rushes.
Gines slot to the right. Rodriguez is back, looking. They do throw short to the flat, in and out of the hands. Incomplete and intended for Nate Holmes. So Rodriguez connected on his first pass of the evening for 30 yards and has missed on his next four. So 1 of 5 throwing it now for Rodriguez. And the Blue team will punt it away on 4th and 20. 1:10 to play here in the third quarter. 10-0 red, and they are about to get the ball back, presumably in good field position.
This has to be the most punts we've seen in a Euro Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, usually just marching up and down the field, right?
Just when we thought the offense was going to open up after the McKenzie kick return, it's been a defensive battle.
McKenzie and Guy await near midfield, and timeout Blue, so we'll take a short one with them. 30-second timeout upcoming. We'll be back for the end of the third quarter. Red on top, 10-0 in the Euro Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Hey Tigers fans, can't catch the game? The Tigers Radio Network has you covered. Since 2008, the Tigers Radio Network has provided complete coverage of Marple Newtown football. From the sidelines to the guys in the booth, they put you right in the middle of the action. All games and archives of the Tigers Radio Network can be found exclusively at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. And remember, go Tigers!
Ralph Lawler, the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School. It's where you want to be if you're a high school football fan tonight.
Absolutely.
Fantastic night, a pregame rain shower, and it's been fantastic since.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Number 32, Kevin Calamita, stands at the 5 to punt it away. Low line drive, it's angling towards Danny Guy, who makes the catch at the midfield stripe. Dances away from one man, bulls his way through two tacklers to the 41-yard line of the blue squad, and red in good field position again. They've started all three possessions now in the second half on the blue side of midfield. After a good kickoff return from McKenzie, a good punt return from McKenzie, a big defensive stand there, and Guy's 9-yard return has them set up at the 41 at the left hash mark. 52 seconds to play here in the third, 10-0 red.
And the blue defense has done well, except for a ridiculous amount of personal fouls.
Yeah, penalties have hurt. Matt Lassick, running back from Garnet Valley, one of 2,000-yard rushers, is in the game now alongside of Anthony Paoletti. Trips to the right, and now red timeout here. Everybody's confused about where to line up. They had 12 men on the field there. Dalgarian jumped off the sideline there, but then had an imbalance with Trips right here.
Well, we ought to talk a little bit about the upcoming season, which obviously is going to start a little earlier. I don't remember the day of the first game, but we're starting in August.
It's August 24th.
And August 24th, yeah. First game. Okay, that sounds like it makes sense. Strathaven Panthers will be taking on Interborough, and Marple Newtown is playing.
Kip the boy.
What?
Yep. If I could
Kip
take
the
a
boy.
Take a picture of Mike's face. What? It's a school in Philadelphia.
All right. Yes, I thought you were making a joke. No, that's fine. You got to find somebody to play for that preseason game. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Back to that in a moment. First and 10 for the red. Anthony Paoletti in the gun. Gives to Matt Lassick. Lassick finds a little room, and up the middle he goes to the 35-yard line. Gain of about 6 on first down. First carry of the night for Lassick.
I'd like to see Dalgarian out there, who's the single-season reception leader in Delaware County history, breaking that Abel Haas record, a former Marple Newtown player a couple years back.
Yep.
Hasn't got a catch tonight, but, you know, just did a great job blocking downfield there. It's good to see a guy not giving up, still, you know, contributing in the run game.
Wing to the right is Ruben. Two receivers to the right as well. It's Lassick one more time. Bounces back to the left. He's dropped there after a gain of 4. Nice work by number 40, Muhammad Kamagate. And Lassick just a couple yards shy, and it brings up third down. Third down and 2. And that will do it for the third quarter. Wow, that didn't take long.
Nope.
All right, they'll switch sides of the field. And, you know, we could keep it right here and just keep talking about the upcoming season. Steve and I were talking before the game. Marple Newtown's losing. I mean, if you just look at this roster tonight on the Hero Bowl, littered with Marple Newtown seniors. So they lose a lot of leadership, a lot of talent. But certainly, for my money, you might have the most talented offensive player in the Central League coming back for his senior year in the fall.
Yeah, Marlon Weathers, first-team All-Delco selection at running back. Could be a senior this year. Third-year starter, and the offense is going to revolve around him. But young core, young offensive line, defensive line. We're going to have a brand new quarterback after 3 years of Anthony Paoletti.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting to
see. What makes high school football so much fun. You know, if you got a dynasty going, it usually doesn't last more than 2 or 3 years.
Sure.
Usually.
But I mean, for my money, as talented, and this isn't a knock on the passing game or all the numbers that Paoletti put up or anything like that, but I thought Marple was playing its best football their last 3-4 weeks when they started handing that ball to number 5. All right, coming back to this one, Paoletti's got the offense in good shape here. Third down and almost 2. Paoletti gives to Danny Guy straight up the middle. First down yardage across the 30-yard line. Short gain of 3 before he's met there by number 51. Muhammad Jamandi, but Guy, not big yardage tonight, 5 carries for 15 yards, but effective. He's moved the chains a couple of times and has the only touchdown of the evening.
But, I like what offensive coordinator for the Red Squad's doing right here, Andrew Pigeon. 3 runs in a row, letting those big guys up front run block, fire off the ball. You don't see that too often in these all-star games. A lot of passing going on, but 3 straight runs, picks up a first down for the Red Squad.
Matt Lassick back in the game. He's on Paoletti's left hip. Slot to either side, split to either side. Dalgarian, split left at the 30-yard line. Paoletti looks, fires, incomplete, going high And a little off target for Carrington Hooks at about the 21-yard line. So incomplete, it falls. Paoletti just 1 of 9 throwing it. Mills 1 of 5 throwing it. So the red passing game not lighting it up tonight, but the one connection they had set up the only touchdown of the game.
Foster was out there deep, too, so he was open momentarily. I'm not too sure where that ball was intentionally thrown for.
Because
Foster was lined up as well.
Gooch checks out of the game. Lassick back into the game. Chris Finizio lines up tight end to the right. Single to this near side is Dolgarian. Two receivers to the right. They roll to that right side. Paoletti looking, firing. Back across his body. Incomplete. Foster had a shot at that one. Could not call it in. Could not haul it in just inside the 20.
If they have an award for most thrown to incompletions, that would be Foster tonight. Boy, he's just...
Plenty of targets.
He's been out there. I mean, a few times I threw to him where he was covered, but he's been out there and available. Yep. He just can't get the ball to him.
That one, I would say he had a shot at. Not a bad delivery.
Yep.
Third down upcoming, and 10 after two more incompletions. But, again, probably four down territory, but, you know, you've already hit a 37-yard field goal tonight. Maybe you try it again. If you gain maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah, here. I was going to say, you got a few more yards here. Be at 40
Gooch,
yards.
Gooch, slot to the left. Lassick in at the running back spot. Paoletti's back. Looking, stepping up in the pocket. Looking, fake, keeps the play alive. Fires the end zone and incomplete, nearly intercepted at the 5-yard line. Number 22, Zaki Sharif. Frustrated with himself. He had his chance for a pick. But 4th and 10 upcoming. Excellent coverage by Blue that time. Nobody anywhere near open.
Yeah, nothing to do. A pocket collapse. Paoletti extended it. Did a good job of eluding some defenders, but
they're going to go for a 47-yard field goal?
They are going to go for a 47-yard field goal, and they're going to give it a go with Jack Corey, the left footer.
Why not?
Take turns, guys. Here we go. Corey hit the extra point earlier. He'll try from 47. Finizio to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It has the distance, I think, and no, just off the mark, wide left.
Oh,
it was awfully close distance-wise, but just pushed it to the left. So with 8:47 to play, the score remains 10-0 red. And another score, another defensive stand, rather, for the blue team.
So
we were starting to talk about the upcoming season. Again, Marple Newtown, you know, some terrific offensive talent coming back.
I wanted to tell people that, you know, if you can't make the games or you're not close to the high schools, Marple Newtown Radio broadcasts all of their games, home and away. You guys do away games?
Yeah,
right?
Both.
Yeah, absolutely. And Strathaven, of course, havenfootball.net does all home and away games as well. So it's a good way. You can bounce back and forth. There isn't any cost, so you keep listening to different games. You have two computers. You can listen both at the same time. Go ahead, Brian.
Perfect. Here we go. 1st and 10. From the 20-yard line, Rodriguez into the game, fires a short completion, and Khalif Jones makes one man miss, bounces outside, and a short gain of maybe 3 because Kyle Addis with yet another tackle. That inside linebacker has been all over the field tonight.
There's a few candidates on the red squad for defensive player of the game.
Absolutely.
Glad I'm not picking that award.
No, that's going to be a tough one. But first completion in quite a while for Rodriguez. Goes for about 4. Jones on the grab. Brings up 2nd down. And, call it about 7. 2 receivers to the left. Low snap. Rodriguez picks it off his shoe tops. Rolling to his left. Under pressure now. Firing. And incomplete. Overshoots his man on the far sideline. Brings up 3rd down and 7. So Rodriguez 2 out of 7 thrown it for 34 yards. 90 yards passing for the blue squad tonight to just 46 for the red. But still, 10-0 is your score.
Yep. Getting back to our original subject, I was going to say real quickly, also Garner Valley broadcast their game. So of the Central League teams, there's 3 teams right there that you can listen to any of those games every Friday night. And we all archive them, so if you miss the game, you can catch them later. You guys do archive, right?
Yeah.
Third down and about 7. Rodriguez with 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, tight end to the right as well. Looking. He wants it all. Down this near sideline. Has Shaw out there. Incomplete. Shaw with a little bump to create some separation. Could not haul it in at the 45. Good delivery from Rodriguez.
Terrific.
Just through his hands.
Terrific pass. I mean, just terrific.
Yeah, put it right where he can. His guy could only get it. Unfortunately, couldn't haul it in. Would have been huge for them. And then you're in a two-possession game in the fourth quarter. This is a huge possession here with only 6:42 and running.
O.C. Miller in very good coverage. And then at the last moment, I thought Shaw may have got away with, some would say push off, some would say excellent little bump there to create some space. If you're a defensive coordinator, you'd probably vote one way, and an offensive player would say, yeah, great job creating a little gap there. But fourth and 10 is where we land with it.
The Blues taking a timeout because they're going to discuss this this fourth and six, fourth and seven. I got fourth and seven. What do they got?
Yeah, fourth and about seven.
Yep.
But yeah, the Central League should be interesting this year. Marple Newtown, again, hit by graduation, but so is Springfield. Springfield loses a ton of senior talent, much of it on the field tonight, so we'll see how they regroup.
Garner Valley's coming back loaded, I think.
Yeah, well, they're going to lose their two fantastic running backs, but yes, they're going to bring back
a bunch up front. That makes them only a B-plus team,
where
they were an A-plus team, so.
Strathaven was very young last year and has to replace some,
well, you some
horses
good
on the line.
Coming up.
Some horses on the line, but the skill positions should be in very good shape. So we'll see. Here, fourth down and seven. 6:38 to play here in regulation. 10-0 red. Defense trying to make one more stop. Blue trying to keep it alive here. Rodriguez rolling to his right, looking, fires it to the out. It is caught by Bowens for a first down, and he's banged out of bounds at the 36-yard line. They connect. Nicely done as Bowens picks up 14 and a first down. Three catches for 28 yards for Bowens. And what do we have here? Is there a flag?
Flag, yeah, a couple of them.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. If it's a dead ball, we'll see. All right. Well, we'll get it figured out. 36-yard line is where the play ended. If this is post-play. 36-yard line. There's a penalty marker down after the play. All right. We'll wait for the referee's signal here. And, okay. Result of the play is the first down. Waiting for the referee to signal. You have a dead ball personal foul against red, and an ejection. Wow. Okay, well.
Must have popped a quarterback or something, I
don't know what happened. All right, well, 15 more yards on the end of the catch and run puts it out at the 48-yard line. So we did not see who was disqualified, but either way, first and 10. From the red 48, blue in business here. Juggles the low snap. Rodriguez now just has to fall on it back at his 47-yard line. Unfortunate break there. Snaps have been low for the most part most of the evening.
Another flag.
Oh, now you're going to get another one at the end of the play. So Rodriguez is going to recover, losing, call it five on the play. And now you're going to get another personal foul post-play. All right. So, dead ball, personal foul against blue. So they give 15 yards back the other way. All right.
That's where the coaches have to do a good job to keep this game. You know, we only have 5 minutes left.
It's a little nuts. It's not uncomfortable out. It's you know, cool breeze.
Yeah.
Temperature's dropped.
The refs can only do so much.
Right.
Timeout in the field. Officials call timeout.
Balls spotted now back at the 33-yard line. And
surprised they haven't. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I'm surprised they haven't, you know, put both teams to their sidelines to get their coaches to, you know.
I think they're doing it right now.
There we go.
Yep.
No, maybe not. Just some subs. Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Checking back into the game is Michael Rinnick from Chichester on the offensive line. Split to the far side of the left of formation is Kareem Burton. Now they move number six, Rashad Shaw, out there as well. On second down and 30, Rodriguez steps up in the pocket, looking, fires down the seam, and it is caught. What a terrific catch. Fantastic throw from Rodriguez. The coverage could not have been better. Nice work there by Khalil Brown in coverage, and Bowens and Rodriguez just an inch or two better. Now you have a third and very manageable 5 yards. Gain of 25. Rodriguez now has hit on 3 of 6 in this second half. Third, they go hurry up offense. Rodriguez back looking. He wants it all down the near sideline. Has Bowens out there, and this time Brown says no. Good work by Khalil Brown to swat it away with his left hand down inside the 20.
Excellent
work.
Brings
up 4th and 5.
Ran stride for stride with him. Got his hand up there last minute. Knocked it away.
Raheem Bowens, 4 catches for 53 yards. That's your highest offensive output for a single player on the blue squad at the moment. Rodriguez will bring in the play. 4 minutes on the game clock here in the fourth quarter. 10-0 red, blue, with a chance now to keep things moving forward. Bowens split to the right. Shaw to the left. Slot left is Kareem Burton. Tight end to the right is McLaughlin. Rodriguez, backside pressure coming, but still rolling away from it, and he is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Bowens on fourth down, and they'll turn it over on downs. He was going to be short of that first down anyway.
Yep.
Ran a quick hitch to the near sideline, but took too long to develop there with some heavy pressure coming off the edge.
Yeah, Matt Young again from Haverford, bringing that a lot of pressure backside, and the red team's going to take it over. 10-0.
Yeah, this could be it, too, depending on how this plays out. 3:55 left in the game.
3:55 in regulation. 10-0 red. They'll start at their own 43-yard line, moving right to left here in this fourth quarter. Mike Shelley into the game on the offensive line, joined there by Iso Adigwe from Garnet Valley. 77 is Chris Weber, Christian Weber from Ridley. Dulgarian split to the left. Gooch in at quarterback. McKenzie alongside of him. Low snap. They give it to McKenzie, looking for room off the right side, and he's wrapped up immediately. Nicely done by number 29. That's Cody Prophet from Chichester.
Yeah, he did a good job keeping Jaden McKenzie contained there for a loss of one.
McKenzie with negative yardage now on 3 carries. I mean, your leading rusher for red is Danny Guy. 5 carries for just 15 yards and the score. So blue has done a fantastic job in all facets defensively. Just a couple of little breakdowns here and a few untimely penalties. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left. Gooch is going to give it to, nope, he's going to keep it himself. Took it out of the belly of McKenzie. Went off the left side to gain maybe 5 or 6 here. We'll see when they unpile. After the 47 is where they'll spot it. Brings up 3rd down and about, call
five.
It 5.
Yeah, I'd say 5 or 6.
All right, so Gooch back in the positive, well, almost to the positive yardage column. He's 3 carries for -1.
You can see these guys, hands on their head. They're tired out there.
Yep.
They left everything on the field tonight. And
both sides.
Yeah,
they're looking at it. All right. 231, 230, 229 and counting to play in regulation. Red looking to put things away here. They lead it 10-0. A first down would put blue in some trouble. 10 men in the box here. Gooch, play fake, rolling to his right. Backside pressure, steps away momentarily, but down he goes. They sack him back at the 44-yard line. Number 19, Tyreek Gould. First team All-Delco.
Blue takes a timeout to conserve the clock.
Yeah,
13 sacks for Gould in the regular season. 4 of them against Bonner Prendergast.
And if Red decides to punt this, Blue will have another shot at the ball.
I think you have to. I mean, you don't want to take a potential turnover at midfield.
2-possession game, punt this one away, pin them if you can. And play defense. I mean, you've given up 0 points. So.
Right.
Yep.
No point to put your defense in a bad spot here.
Gooch loses yards on 3 of his 4 carries tonight.
And I would kick it out of bounds. I mean, yeah. I even if it goes down to the 20 or something,
yep.
You don't need a whole lot. You need like, 40-yard kick, and you're in pretty good shape.
Corey.
Because in these All-Star games, returns are always problematic.
Yeah, right. We saw a few so far.
Yep.
2 by red, 1 by blue. Open up the game.
All right. Corey awaits the punt snap at about the 32-yard line. Burton and Martin await. High wobbler. This is going to be take a red hop again inside the 10, inside the 5, and it'll be downed at the 3-yard line. Jack Corey, a tremendous punt. They're going to put this down at the 2.
Well, Blue wants any shot at it.
Yep.
Come back here. They have a minute 59 to go, about 98 yards.
And that's just to get 7.
Yep. And then an onside kick.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Well,
I'm glad you got it all roped out. That's okay. We got it figured out.
Time to pull out the big play now if you have it. And that's the guy I'd put in at quarterback. Rodriguez suddenly got into a pretty good rhythm there throwing it. He may have finished his passing night now, but he was 4 of 11 for 73 yards. McBride hasn't attempted a pass here in the second half, but he's made some magic with his legs all night. He is in the shotgun standing about a yard deep in the end zone. Two wide receivers to either side. They'll snap it from the 2. McBride in the gun. Low snap, juggled, scramble for it, and I think Red's on it. Fumble, snap. Red thinks they have it. And indeed they do. It's Mike Miller. Mike Miller at nose guard falls right on top of it.
When it's not your day.
Mike Miller.
1:54 to play, and now Red first and goal to go from the 1.
Well, you can throw out that scenario. I laid out a few seconds ago. And
yep.
Yeah.
Looks like Red's on their way
to
a shutout victory.
One-yard line.
And with all the storylines tonight, you got to love a storyline like Mike Schell. I mean, I remember four years ago coming into high school, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 4, and to see him come all the way cancer-free now through all the chemo treatments, months in the hospital, to see him out here at the Hero Bowls, it's great to see. I mean, and a lot of these kids, I mean, you know, don't know where they came from, where they grew up, but for them to be out here, their family members out here to watch them, it's such a great cause and a great game to be a part of.
Tight formation here. Mills is under center. Mills, they direct snap. Gooch jumps, jump pass. It's going to be intercepted and going the other way down the far sideline. Eugene Shepard. Shepard out across the 20-yard line to 32-yard line. They throw the jump pass trick play. Something
which
fun.
Worked perfectly, except the wrong team caught it.
Again, a little cute trying to, you know, you ran the play a few times. You're at the
two-yard line. How about hand it off to your halfback or fullback three times in a row and see what happens?
Well, it would have been something fun, but Gooch is picked off, and Eugene Shepard of Penwood, second-team All-Delco, returns it to the 32-yard line. So give him 34 on the return. He picked it 2 yards deep and going out to the 32. It's Shepard. Gooch ends up making a touchdown-saving tackle, and now here Blue with, well, they started at their 2-yard line a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it actually worked out fumbling on their 2.
They gained 30 yards, losing 10 seconds, but they'll take it. All right, here we go.
That's why you got to love all-star games.
McBride back in the game at quarterback. Two wide receivers to either side. Halfback on his right hip, low snap. Back is McBride. Has time this time. Fires deep down this near side. Has Bowens out there, and he makes the catch down inside the 25.
Uh-oh.
Oh, out jumped two men. And Raheem Bowens gains a bundle.
And they got to get right
see
on the
where
ball.
They spot it. Down to the 22. Gain of 46. 99 yards receiving for Bowen unofficially.
45-yard pass and catch. The
clock restarts, 1:34, 1:33. Freeman checks out, Forte in. McBride putting his shoulder pads back together. He took the big hit. Two receivers to either side again. Low snap again. McBride looking, rolling to his left. Eyes downfield, heavy pressure this time. Now gives ground, still looking for room. Kicks up a block. Eyes still downfield, juggles the ball, and he's dropped. Down he goes back at the 35-yard line. Number 22, Justin O'Donnell of Upper Darby on the sack.
And McBride trying to do everything he can there.
Clock ticks, 1:16, 1:15. Shiraki of Garnet Valley checks out. Shields checks in. Spellman and Griffin Salas in the game on the defensive line. Rodriguez back in the game at quarterback. He wants it all down the far sideline. Coming back to it. Incomplete. Underthrown, but a flag. They're going to stop the clock for, I think, pass interference here. Rob Long from Academy Park was your intended receiver. And we'll see here. Now you're going to end up with, we'll see. It's another, some more extracurriculars at the end of the play, and they've shown a couple more kids the sideline here.
And they're going to call it offensive pass interference, it looks like.
Are they calling offensive? Wow. Okay. Boy, that's not a call you see very often when two guys are trying to come to a dead stop and come back to the ball. Wow. Okay. Tough break for the blue squad right there. And they're going to march this thing backwards from the line of scrimmage. This goes back all the way to the 49-yard line. Ouch. So now, clock will restart momentarily. 59 seconds left in regulation. Second down and forever. They need the 14-yard line for a first down. Rodriguez deep down the middle, looking, has a man out there. A great catch by Jackson, number 13, diving. And he has, believe it or not, a first down at the 6.
What a throw with pressure in his face by Rodriguez.
Gain of 43.
And Jackson with a, it looked like a fingertip catch, and he hauls it in. Outstanding play there.
Jackson, two grabs for 73 yards. Bowen, five for 99. Rodriguez up to 116 throwing it. McBride, 102.
Well, here's your offense, Mike, that we've been waiting for.
That's right. Here it is. Here touchdown and onside kick. Here we go.
51 seconds to play. Freeman in the game at running back. Rodriguez back, looks, fires, one-step drop. Bowens leaps, makes the grab for the touchdown. O.C. Miller in coverage. Bowens jumps up and a terrific delivery for a 6-yard touchdown strike. Blue on the board for the first time tonight. And now 46 seconds to play in regulation. 10-6, extra point pending. And Kevin Calamita is on for the extra point. Or will they? Yep, okay. Bowens to hold. 46 seconds to play here in the fourth. Ball spotted, and it is kick is blocked. O'Donnell comes crashing through, and now it's a one-score game, but Blue's going to need a touchdown instead of a field goal to tie it.
Not to mention recovering the kickoff somehow.
O'Donnell blasting through, blocks the extra point. 10-6 is where we stay. Let's take a short timeout. Thank our sponsors one more time. 30 seconds. We'll be back for what we expect will be an onside kick from the Blue team. They trail 10-6, but still have life on havenfootball.net.
Thinking of buying a new car, used car, or refinancing? Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union makes getting a car loan easy with low rates, terms up to 84 months, and the option of signing loan documents remotely and online. Get pre-approved with Auto Express. Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, where borrowing is made easy. Get an auto loan rate as low as 2.69% APR plus a free gift at Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Apply at fmfcu.org.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School. 10-6, red over blue. Blue has just had a miracle of miracles. First and goal from the one for the red team just over a minute ago. An interception by Penwood's Eugene Shepard returned it to the 32. A couple of long completions off the arm of both McBride and Rodriguez sets up a 6-yard score for Raheem Bowens. 6 catches, 105 yards now for Bowens, and the blue touchdown. Extra point blocked, and now onside kick we would expect is coming. Kevin Calamita has laid the ball sideways on the ground at the 35-yard line. Hands team right up front here for the red, including Dash Dolgarian, Elijah Smith, Jaden McKenzie, Josh Gooch, Jihad McDonald, and Nasir Greer. They sense Tom Foster as a deep safety. Here's a kick. It takes a hop, and Nasir Greer makes the grab, takes the hit, and then there's a late hit there, but cooler heads will prevail here. Greer, nice job picking it up on the hop. And now the Red will need to snap it, I think, one or two more times at most. And let's hope that's just to take a knee and let things calm down. All right, here we go. 41 seconds to play here in regulation. Jump passes.
The plan almost worked.
No jump passes.
Yeah, no.
They tried that once.
It's kind of like when you're in a game of Madden with your friend. You don't want to run out the clock.
That's right.
You throw and it backfires on you.
All right. You're going to get a dead ball late hit after the whistle. So 15 is going to mark this down inside the 35-yard line or so.
Unless it's 5 yards.
Well, right, it's right. It's been five a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, I'm not too sure
reason,
what that is.
But either way.
I think that's a Hero Bowl penalty or something. I don't know.
Must be.
Here we go. They'll put it at the 39. And the Red team, I'd be given the number of you'd love to see them play it out. You'd love to see them play 41 more seconds. But given the number of personal foul, late hits, you know.
Well, plus you're not trying to rub it in. I mean,
no, but you'd like to just say, look, you get go play, everybody play five more snaps of football. But, you know, I don't think that's likely here. Jaden McKenzie stands about 20 yards deep behind the line of scrimmage. You're in victory formation here, and it's going to be Chris Mills under center. Snap. Knee taken, and everybody's just going to let things calm down from here. All right.
You got to love. No injuries that we've seen tonight, which is great.
That's right. The trainers have been bored. Yes. That's a great sign.
Yep.
Good point. 26 seconds, 25 seconds. Red will need to snap it one more time while they're getting ready to do that. I want to say thank you to everybody at Cardinal O'Hara for putting on another good event here. Plenty of room, plenty of help here. Mike, you mentioned it earlier, the police presence is fantastic,
yeah,
of course,
right.
with considering the reason for the game. They snap it one more time, and that's going to do it for the 42nd Hero Bowl. Red 10, blue 6 in a wild finish. Crazy last couple minutes, certainly, but it was a defensive kind of night for both teams. Fantastic defensive performance for both squads. It was a slugfest, but again, congratulations to the Red for squeaking out a 10-6 victory over the Blue. We'll keep
right
it.
Back.
Yeah, we'll take a few minutes and come back for the post-game presentations of the MVP awards, defensive and offensive MVP awards for each team. We'll maybe make our predictions when we come back in, but see what happens. So several deserving players tonight in a fantastic game. Be back for the close of it on HavenFootball.net.
This Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net Incorporated. It is produced for the private use of our listening audience, and no broadcast in full or in part is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School. Handshakes at the midfield stripe. For a fun game, you know, certainly, you know, not a lot of, in, by the way, statistical excitement in certainly through the first half. And Blue, I think, by far, at the end of the night, will have outgained Red by miles on the in the yardage department, but just came up a little short, some costly penalties, and Blue cashed in a couple times. Their one big pass play results in a touchdown. One play later on a short Danny Guy touchdown run. They convert Shivardelli with really turns out to be the deciding points with the extra point and the long field goal. And, you know, other than that, it was a well-played defensive game.
It's a nice all-star game because Blue won the statistical match and Red won the score.
Yep. So, again, but really, you know, a lot of fun to call it. Tonight, and again, thanks again to everybody at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. You guys do a terrific job during the season, but
Yeah,
it's,
thanks for hosting us.
It was awesome. Jim Allsman's busy on the PA, but good crew here, always helpful. And Steve, it's always fun and good to have some perspective on with someone who played in this not too long ago.
Sure, yeah, and it's great to see coming back and watching these games. I've been able to call it the last 3 years, which is great. And it's always great partnering with you guys, and wish you the best of luck this upcoming season.
And we like the youngins in the booth, so because we're getting so old.
Yeah.
You know, Brian didn't have any gray hair when we first started doing this.
That's probably not
true. And I weighed 180.
Well,
that definitely wasn't true.
Yeah. but, yeah, it's been 2002 since I started doing this. It's been a long time. But love every minute of it, and this is always, like we said, a nice little football fix, in between December and August. So certainly looking forward to the upcoming season, and certainly, we talked a little bit about what we expect in the Central League, for a few minutes tonight, but the Del Valle League should be interesting too. Penwood had a heck of a turnaround this year, and I would expect more of the same there. Innerborough's always tough. Strathaven will figure them out, figure that out in week one. And, Academy Park is just building and building.
Upper Derby started doing better. Central League's going to be where it used to be. Half the schedule was kind of a gimme, and now it's getting to the point where you're lucky to get a couple of them.
Yep. So, yeah, the Central will be tough, but, and then outside of that, both for Strathaven and Marple Newtown purposes, the 5A grouping is some really good teams. You just watched Unionville just dominate Delaware County for four straight weeks in the district playoffs.
Yep.
Still some good teams outside of Delaware County that'll be contenders. So we're waiting on the MVPs for the blue and the red teams upcoming here. If I had to guess, it would probably be Raheem Bowens on the offensive side. And defensively, boy, you'd have a number of candidates. Maybe Shepard with the interception that kind of made a game of this later on. And, several other guys with multiple tackles. Tyreek Gould had a good night on the defensive line. Prophet and Wendling were both good too. We'll see on the defensive side. So many candidates. The red offense really had a hard time getting anything going. But for the red squad, statistically on offense, it gets even tougher there. Top. He had one catch for Hooks and an 8-yard catch after that. Really only two completions on the evening. But aside from that, then it's Danny Guy with 15 yards and a touchdown. That's really it. So we'll have to see. If you had to give it to somebody, it might be McKenzie really for two special teams returns rather than the offense. But we'll see. We'll let them sort that out.
They're apparently having trouble too. Normally we get the name much sooner than this.
All right. All right. Raheem Bowens. Okay, so it is Bowens for the offense.
One,
yep. Defensively, I don't know where you go here. Gould or
who had the interception?
Shepard.
Shepard.
Or maybe.
Blue squad number 16, Jimmy Reed.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. A number of tackles for Jameer Reed from O'Hara. All right.
There they come out to the field.
There you go. And for the red squad, I think this is an even tougher call because on defense especially, you had a number of guys with good nights. Miller with a sack and a fumble recovery. Spellman with multiple tackles for loss. Matt Young all over the backfield all night from the defensive end spot. I thought coverage was fantastic from Khalil Brown most of the night from Upper Darby, number 5. So, boy, that's that's a tough call. But either way, all these kids for donating their time and energy and effort. Football is fun and getting together with your friends is fun. But ultimately, this turns into a heck of a lot of money for people in desperate need, considering what they've sacrificed in their families. So, Danny Guy gets the offensive MVP, had the touchdown run and 15 yards rushing on just a handful of carries. Kyle Addis on defense gets it. He had a number of tackles on defense
all over the
and
field.
And special teams. So, again, congratulations to all the MVPs and all the players tonight. Fantastic effort, and glad for this was a good football fix. This was a fun night to
sure
get together.
Was.
So with that, we're going to sign off and be back on the air in August.
Yep.
And at MarpleNewtownFootball.com and HavenFootball.net. Week one is, August 24th. We'll
yep.
be ready to go. Scrimmage is the weekend before that if you want to come out in person and check things out. But we are excited for the 2018 football season, just a couple months away. So thanks again to everybody at O'Hara. Thanks again to everybody at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. We're going to sign off from the Hero Bowl. The red over the blue, 10-6 for Mike Mayer. For Steve Reynolds, Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.